Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And how I hope you are appreciating our pseudo spring that we're having today.
I am indeed.
Yeah. Someone remarked this morning that this is our January thaw, even though it came a few days late. That is our January thaw. We went through the entire month of January without ever getting a temperature above mid-20s, which I think is pretty impressive. It usually doesn't happen. We usually do get to 30 every year sometime during January. January, however, if you look at statistics, was a remarkably normal month, virtually all of them, whether it be the temperature, which was just about a degree to 1.3 degrees cooler than normal. The precipitation was almost exactly normal, and the snowfall was pretty close to being normal for the Duluth area. Now, I'm sure in your place you have a little bit above normal. But anyway, statistically, there wasn't much. People talk about how cold and snowy it is. The biggest impact of the snowiness, however, is if you throw in November and December along with it. We have a very, very healthy snowpack out there. In our immediate area here, I estimated at 20 inches. At your place, it's probably close to 30 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a very impressive snowpack, and what I've found as a spinoff of it, how it has slowed down a lot of the critters. I have a couple of places that I keep an eye on a regular basis just to see what's going on in the world of nature, and one of them is a field. And earlier in the winter, I saw on a regular basis, I saw deer tracks and fox and coyote and even wolf tracks back there on a regular basis. Well, this past week when I was back there, I didn't see any of those tracks. It's just a little bit too difficult for them to go across that kind of snow. On the other hand, other critters are just loving it. There are some critters, the small ones in particular, that do a lot better with a big snowpack. The mice, as an example, will tunnel under it, and they're so far under it that they're not likely to get attacked from above. The other critter that I thought was so interesting this week is weasel. The weasels, I've been watching them all winter. Their tracks have been abundant. I've seen so many of them, and yet I have not seen the weasel itself at any one time. And they will do all kinds of movement. They're small enough they can go over the snowpack, but if they choose to do so, and if there's plenty of food underneath, they will tunnel down and go under it as well. So I've been seeing a lot of their movement. But nevertheless, this is a healthy, healthy snowpack. Now, for the month of February, it is our shortest month. It's also our driest month. And we rarely get big snowstorms. I was looking back in a few statistics in the last 30 years, there was only one year, and that was the year 01, in which which February gave us our most snow for the whole winter. And this, as a teachers know things like this, but there in the last 30 years, there has not been a single day in Duluth that was called off in February because of snow, not once. Now, they called it off for other weather reasons, like ice and cold, but never for snow.
Huh.
So it just doesn't happen in February. We do not get snowstorms. Now, it's going to be, see if that's going to work out true this year, because this year seems like the snow is breaking all the usual patterns. And so we'll find out if that's going to break from this year. The other thing of note, I hope you got a chance last night. Your neighborhood may have not been as good as here, but I hope you got a chance to get out after dark. We are in the new moon phase. And yesterday was remarkable. It was cloudy all day, mild temperatures, but then at night it cleared. And we had just a beautiful, beautiful walk under a starry sky, no moon to be seen during the new moon phase. And, oh, wow, just absolutely beautiful stargazing. Right away again this morning, however, the clouds are back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how much stargazing we'll be able to do. The other thing of note, and you don't even need to have clear skies of this, is the days continue to get longer. We are now approaching, it will happen on February 8th, we are now approaching 10 hours of daylight.
Mm-hmm.
The first time since way back in the fall. And it's going to rapidly get longer. February, we really noticed, like 3 or 4 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the month, we will have 11 hours of daylight. So this is a month. Some people get down in February, and some people say that even though it's the shortest month, it still turns out to be the longest month. I don't feel that way at all. And I
mm-hmm.
feel like if you just take a look at the light, there's a lot going on. Plus, in the world of nature, things constantly are happening. Last week, I heard on a walk, I heard a woodpecker drumming. Whether that's a sign of early mating behavior, I'm not sure, but it was something you don't expect to hear. And then this morning during a walk, I heard a barred owl calling. Now, once again, does that mean anything other than just a barred owl that was irritated and started calling? I don't know. In the world of mammals, I have been seeing the scent markings of coyotes and foxes and so forth, if I can even find their tracks. I've been seeing their scent markings a lot lately. And then in squirrel behavior, we've got a lot of squirrels out here by the bird feeder. Well, they seem to be sort of noticing each other. Up until this point, I didn't think they noticed anything at all except food, but they seem to be noticing each other. The other one we may notice on these pseudo-spring days is the skunks. They do wake up. They are not a true hibernator. They just take deep sleeps during the cold. But when it gets mild like this, they do wake up and start moving around. And it's not unusual. Usually we see them or smell them along the side of the roads. And it's not unusual at all for it to happen in February. Matter of fact, I expect it to happen in February. So I haven't had it happen yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. One critter, however, we will not see at this time is the groundhog. And despite despite all the stories about it, no, they're not going to wake up, and no, they're not going to tell us about the future. And I won't get into that whole story, but it's a really good example of a misidentification and a misunderstanding that our ancestors started the story. In the world of birds, though, the crows are becoming more active. In the Duluth area, we get the big flocks of crows that happens every February as we go into the month, as we continue into later in the month. The flocks just keep growing and growing, and they get larger and louder all the time. I saw a flock this week that I estimated about 50, but I would say that will turn into 100 probably within a couple of weeks. Ravens starting to do a little bit of pair bonding. I saw a pair flying across a couple of days ago, and that will probably continue. So things are definitely going on, and for those who can manage to pull themselves away from watching the Packers tomorrow, I would suggest getting outside and enjoying this. This is a really good time. You know, and you probably up in your area here have many, many kilometers of groomed ski trails that I would suggest to get out and take advantage of it.
Nice.
So is everything pretty well groomed up there?
Yes. Beautifully,
yes.
So.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been, again, keep delaying my time to go on a trip up there, but I plan to do so soon.
Nice.
So. Okay. Well, take care. Enjoy. And regardless of the outcome of tomorrow's game, enjoy the weekend anyway.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay. Larry Weber joins us by phone every Saturday morning right around 9:30. He's gives us weekend outdoors. He's a phenologist from the Carlton area. Wonderful font of information.